Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet. Yes, in your browser, WFPR.FM, or in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, the knobs, the push buttons, whatever it is. If you can preset it to 102.9, that's the magic number, and it'll always be ready for you. Here today, virtually, with our programming and outreach librarian, Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, how are you doing today?
Hi, Steve. Doing great. We've got so much coming up as we hop into July. It's summer. It's a doozy at the library. There's always something going on normally. Now we up the ante for the summer.
Yeah, because I think, respectfully, you have a busy month for generally all ages, but in summer, you do kind of double, and I don't know if that's the right percent, but you do more for the kiddos.
Yes, we do a lot more. We try to facilitate the fact that most of the kiddos are now on break. They have their summer vacation. So we try to provide them with fun, educational, and interesting things that they can do either on their own or with their families.
Including reading, another book or two, or taking the reading
Yes.
challenge, and
So, speaking of reading and summer reading and challenges, want to emphasize that anyone who hasn't yet signed up for summer reading, the link is on our webpage. There are flyers with QR codes all over the library. Come and find us at different areas to get in on the fun. Our summer reading programs are for all ages. We have a timed reading log for all those kiddos. For our teens and adults, we have reading prompts that get you points. And once you hit certain point milestones, you get a coupon into our raffle at the end of the summer, where we have all sorts of summer reading prizes waiting for you.
Free stuff. Oh my, yay.
Now, even if you're not there for the prize drawings, we still contact you and you'll always get a free book coupon as well for the book sale if as you participate along. Beyond books, we also have different locales and events that we recommend around Franklin. Get people involved in the community and in the spaces that we have in our lovely town. Those also earn you points. So, not all of it has to be reading, and audiobooks count. That's the number one question we get. Do audiobooks count? Yes.
Why shouldn't they? It's still a book. It
It's
just
a
you're
book.
listening to
You're
it, that's all.
interacting with a story. You're learning vocabulary through context clues or looking it up. So, honestly, yes, 100%. Audiobooks are just another way to access all the great knowledge and literature that we have.
Yes. And then I think because people may have some more time, there's a thing that is probably underutilized, but other than things in Franklin, and I'm sure, I think you may even have something for those, but for those people who want to do something outside of Franklin on those occasional days when they can drive someplace, you've got museum passes.
Yes, we have all
Wow.
sorts of different discounts that you can check out from the library for discounted admission to different places around town. Things like for Franklin residents, there is the Butterfly Place, I think is what it's
Yes.
called. We have a pass for that for discounted entry. Things like the Gardner Museum, things like, oh gosh, there's so many.
There's a list.
There's a full list on our website. I could pull it up, but that's gonna take a little bit of
That's
digging.
so that's okay. Well, it just encourages them to go
Yes,
to the
do
page because you have
go
to
explore.
reserve that pass anyway. So just go figure out which one you want on whichever day and book it. Literally.
Yes, you can literally book the pass, come and pick it up before you go, and then you provide that at the location. Some of them you return, some of them you don't. Some are electronic, some are paper, but they all give you at least a discount, if not free admission to certain fun spots, not just in Franklin, but pretty much across most of like Eastern Massachusetts.
For the travel, wandering, learning opportunities.
Of which there are so many, especially in Massachusetts.
Correct. Correct. But back here to Franklin and July. I mean, it's July already. Yep. So you've got some special hours because there's a holiday or so in there, right?
Yes. So our normal library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the library will be closed on Saturday, July 4th for Independence Day. We will be open on the Friday. Although I believe it will be a limited staff on that day. So not every single service like Reader's Advisory, reference, etc., might be readily available on the Friday.
Okay.
And moving right along. So outside of that July 4th Saturday, we are going to start off right in on the second with a teen program that I want to highlight because it's a new program being offered by Miss Caitlin in the children's department. And that is a teen improv program.
Improv.
Yes. That'll be going on at 6 o'clock p.m. on the first Thursday of the month. The first session is July 2nd. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it could be a lot of fun. I did a lot of theater when I was in college and high school, and improv is definitely a skill that helps in a lot of different ways.
Yes. It just helps in communication because you're always saying, one way of dealing with it is yes. And as opposed to, but.
Yep. Or no, no, no. And then leaving it to the other person have to come up with everything. No, so with improv, I find that it improves your ability to speak quickly, to think quickly on your feet and pivot. It's great for mental flexibility, a great skill, especially for teens that are going to be doing a lot of those presentations and group projects that'll be coming up, especially high school, college. So it's a good skill to practice now.
Because it's going to become required in the real world too.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And the more you can provide that yes and attitude, I think the further you'll go, because flexibility is a very cherished commodity.
Coordination, collaboration is much better than I'm going to do it all myself.
Very much so, because we are not an island. We are a village, and it takes all of us working together to get everything we want out of life.
For sure.
Moving on, we come to Monday the 6th, where we have our first Monday program. It's a tradition over the summers where we have some children's programming going on every Monday through the summer. So starting at 4 p.m. on July 6th, we have a fairy tale visit from some royal personages.
Royal personages, fairy tales.
There will be
That's
singing,
a pretty broad
dancing,
arena
with interactive storytelling and a photo opportunity with each guest. Your clue for this royal personage, as I like to let people guess, is that this favorite royal of mine actually is very much thinking of life once upon a dream.
Oh, get your wheels a-spinning there.
Moving on through the week, we come to our first adult program on Thursday, July 9th, starting at 6:30. We'll be doing a silk scarf painting class. The theme will be stars and waves, getting into that Independence Day vibe. Mm-hmm. We'll be using fabric resists in order to keep some of our scarves that pristine white we like to see, and get into a little red and blue beyond that.
So you're painting actual scarves,
yes,
cloth scarves, as opposed to a painting with, you know, a board or cloth. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
This is fabric painting.
Ooh.
So it is a different process. There are different materials involved and a different skill set. It's always a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed doing it with alcohol inks to kind of get that watercolor effect. But this time we are going to be using some dyes as well.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Yes.
Colors. Yes.
Then on the Friday, July 10th at 1 p.m., we have our giant board game party. This is an all ages family event where we'll have an afternoon full of giant life-size versions of classic games like mm-hmm. Hungry Hungry Hippos, Twister, Connect Four.
I recall a chess set or at least checkers out on the board, out on the field there somewhere.
That'll probably come up too. It's always a ton of fun and a great way to interact with board games that normally would be an inside activity.
Sure. And the weather is going to cooperate, of course. I mean, just because.
If the weather doesn't, then we always have that giant space in the meeting room to just mm-hmm. run around and go crazy.
Sure. Yep.
Then on Saturday, July 11th at 10:30 a.m., we have the Toe Jam Puppet Band for a special concert.
I just love that name, Toe Jam Puppet Band. You know, yep. they're just, you can tell they got some rhythm to them.
They're so much fun. It's a great event, especially for kiddos and parents. Then we have Painting for Adults on Saturday, July 11th at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. Registration is required. This is an actual painting on canvas with Miss Lily uh-huh. as a step-by-step painting of a tropical summer drink.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
You provide the alcoholic beverages, of course.
Oh, I
on
wish.
On your own.
I wish. But no, alcohol is not allowed on public property.
No, I was teasing, of course.
As much as we'd like to. No,
of
no,
course.
Not allowed.
Right. No.
Then, starting just a little bit later, we also have a Diamond Art De-Stress.
Ooh.
Which it's your normal glitter and sparkle and zen to chill out and plop some crystals onto some canvas to just kind of ease into a Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be a lot of fun, really relaxing, and it is great, especially for people who aren't confident in their art skills, because it's kind of like a paint by number with glitter.
Oh. Paint by number with glitter. Okay.
It's really a lot of fun. I highly recommend people try it. Then on Monday, July 13th at 4 p.m., we have a concert with Music of the Blissful. Or
Yay.
Sorry, that's Music at the Blissful. It's a great program, again, for children's and parents. It's a whole lot of energy, tons of fun. They're a perennial favorite.
Yes. I was going to say they've been here quite a few times.
Yes. Then on Tuesday, July 14th at 6 p.m., we have our Learn to Mahjong program returning. We had it last month, and it was so popular that it kind of got a little chaotic.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So this time we are requiring registration. We're going to try and limit the number of people so we don't have any odd man out situation like we did. I'm also reorganizing my slides a little bit to be a little more cohesive and hopefully provide a better understanding as we all learn and progress in the basics of American Mahjong.
Okay.
The game itself is simple once you get the hang of it. It's that getting the hang of the shuffle and the deal with tiles versus cards that really throws people for a loop.
There's so many tiles and colors and thingies and whatevers, and you go, rules.
Yes. Yes. And the biggest rule that I like to play by is don't play to win right from the bat. Just play to play. If you play to win, you're going to get so caught up in your own head, you're going to forget everything else. Now, with that week, we also have an interactive viewing with teens for The Amazing Digital Circus, very popular indie animation. They'll be watching the celebration of it, essentially, as it, I believe it's coming to a seasonal end. I'm not sure the end in general. It's not a show I watch. It's a show I know about, though. That'll be on Wednesday, July 15th at 6 o'clock p.m., which brings us to our weekend, and it's a book sale weekend.
Hey, book.
July 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. July 18th, 9 a.m. to noon. That's our book sale. Then,
buck a book.
Then, on July 18th from 1 to 4 p.m., it opens up again for the bag sale, where it's that $5 Tetris of as many books as you can fill in that bag.
Books or stuff.
Books or stuff. Yes, very much so.
Yes.
Now, on that Friday as well, at 1 o'clock p.m., we have a event called Science Chefs, where we'll be making slushies using the science of freezing point depression. So learn a little science, have a lot of fun, and have a wonderful, wonderful treat as we make slushies.
You know, if you can eat it, why not?
We're specifically going to be doing lemonade slushies, and it's kind of my homage to my favorite chef, Alton Brown, in the, you know, bringing the science to the kitchen.
True. Alton Brown could do a few things differently, and he always presented well. And yes, it was good food.
Yes, exactly. Now, then on the Saturday, July 18th at 10:30 a.m., we have Ed Parpilarczyk doing a magic show for us. Uh-huh. He is a wonderful magician. We've had him many times, and everyone has always been given rave reviews. Great for kiddos and families.
Yep.
And that will bring us to our Monday. On July 20th at 4 p.m., we have Rainforest Reptiles, our traveling reptile show with live animals. This is fun for all ages. So if you like reptiles, if you like snakes, even if you're in the like 20 to 30 set, come by. You'll learn something and have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Up close and personal with a reptile.
Yes. Also on that Monday, July 20th at 6 p.m., we have a teen paint party. Registration is, of course, required. And I'm not sure what the painting for this one is. Yep. Miss Lily's been fairly tight-lipped about it. So double check on the library calendar where you can always find the latest details.
Yes. Especially when you go to register, you might as well just take a peek while you're there.
Of course. Then we have our next Diamond Art De-Stress on Thursday, July 23rd. Registration is required. Again, Glitter and Zen. I've already done the spiel. This one, though, is at 1:30 p.m., not in the evening.
Oh, change the schedule. Yes.
We are opening it up to more age groups. So this one will not be 18 plus only. So if you want to come as a teen, come on by. If you want to bring your kiddo, it's welcome. Just please register them. Then we're ending that Thursday, July 23rd at 6 p.m. with a stuffed animal sleepover.
Oh, a stuffy sleepover. And I bet
they are so much fun. The pictures afterwards, amazing.
Do they have some wild time during the library while they're supposed to be sleeping?
Yes, they usually get up to some serious antics.
Uh-oh.
The pictures speak for themselves. Absolutely love them. So much fun. So on Friday, July 24th at 1 p.m., you can make your own puzzle where you'll be designing and decorate your own little puzzle with Miss Caitlin. It's great for a magical artist and puzzle lovers. So come on by. That should be a ton of fun.
Sounds good.
Then that Saturday, July 25th at 10:30 a.m., we have our first ever summer snow party.
Wait a minute. Snow in summer? How do you do that?
So we're going to chill out with a little bit of a summer blizzard at the library. We're going to have a pile of artificial snow. We're going to have some coloring and some crafts. And I am hoping that sometime in the middle there, we might use one of those crafts for a snowball fight.
Oh,
should be fun. Should be a lot of fun. If anyone has gone to our winter beach party, this is kind of a flip of that concept.
You know, might as well, you know, why not?
Once you hit the end of July, you're craving fall. You know, you've had your summer, you've had enough.
Don't rush it.
You're overheated and you want something cool. So come chill out at the library.
Yes.
Then later on that Saturday, July 25th at 2 p.m., we have Ted Reinstein talking about his newest book, Greetings from Breed's Hill.
Ooh.
So he's a well-known author and journalist in the area. This book is a lot of stories of fact and folklore that is in celebration of our 250th.
Yes.
He'll be talking about some of the lesser stories behind famous ones during the Revolutionary War period. It's fun. It's informative. It's fun and informative. My tongue is tied today. But it's a great foray of fact versus fiction.
You might still be cold for in the having chilled out. You haven't unfrozen your tongue yet.
One of the points that I saw in the description was that Paul Revere, his ride, he submitted an invoice to be paid.
To be paid for it. Hey,
yes.
You know, why
I
not?
Had no idea. So I'm wondering what he invoiced for.
Horse feed. Actually, I think he actually even changed horses along the way. So, you know.
Oh, maybe even invoiced for a horse. That would have been pricey. Dang. Then on Monday, July 27th at 4 p.m., we have Mr. Vinny for a shadow puppet program. That'll be a great one for kids and their adults as we have a dynamic and hilarious family show.
Shadow puppets are always fun. I need to learn some new ones.
Well, if you join us for Mr. Vinny, you just might.
I just might. Yep.
So then on Tuesday, July 28th, we have the continuation of our Mahjong meetup. It's a fairly new program at the library that we're growing where people can just come and play Mahjong, open play, whatever version you can get people to play.
Right.
For the most part, it's been American Mahjong. But if you know Hong Kong, I would love to learn it. And you do need the general knowledge of the game, but we always have new players joining who just want to practice and learn. And it's really a very, it's not that environment where if you don't know what you're doing, everyone's angry with you or doesn't want to play with you. It is that environment of, oh, you're new to this. Okay. Oh, no, that's a mistake. Here's what you need to do. that kind of environment. It's very encouraging. I love it to pieces, as we're all learning and growing together.
Sounds good.
Then on Wednesday, July 29th at 1 p.m., we have an interactive movie. It is a family film. There'll be popcorn and some fun surprises to go along with it. This one features some certain animal friends in the Disney universe.
Aha.
That might narrow it down a little bit, but not much. Check out the library calendar for more details.
Yes, there are a few in that genre from Disney, but you know, it's going to be one of those.
Yep.
But certainly it's fun.
Then this is the second meeting of our Hunger Games Club on July 29th at 6 p.m. Now,
Games.
The teens are really excited for the release of the newest film in the series in November.
Ooh.
So, with Miss Callie and the Teen Advisory Board, they've put together a marathon watch through, one film per month, as they lead up to the newest film coming out in November.
Mm-hmm.
So come to the library, enjoy your favorite dystopia on the screen, and share your love of this great series.
Mm-hmm. See what you may have missed, or remind yourself what Katniss was up to.
Yes. So I believe this is the second meeting, so this should be the second movie as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. Sounds
and
good.
Then we'll be wrapping up our month with a program on July 30th at 6 p.m. And this is Adults Make Awkward Art. It's a new program we're trying out. Yeah, it's a new program we're trying out. So the concept behind it is that you don't have to be an artist to make art.
True.
You don't have to really have a baseline of these great fundamentals. You can just do art for fun. And what comes out usually isn't, you know, Da Vinci, but it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
And in that vein of thought, we looked at the Museum of Bad Art in Boston.
Oh.
And thought that, you know what? We have plenty of talented people who could totally make art that is so bad it is good. That it's interesting and provocative and fun. So we'll be celebrating art with the goal to make something like that. We do have a kids version that will be on one of the Tuesday summer growth series programs. That's part of our weekly programs. It's a regular program, but there it's in there for the kids version of this awkward art program. We'll be doing sketch drawings, and anyone that wants to leave their drawing with us will be doing an awkward art
exhibit
showcase, hanging up the art in our display area.
Mm-hmm. Awkward art.
Yes, it should be fun. I want it to be fun. I don't want it to be like serious. Oh, this has to be perfect. No.
Yep.
Try out things you think you know. Try out things you don't know. And just have fun doing it. Just drawing and making something just for you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Sounds good.
That closes out July, and that was a lot.
you got a few days in there where, you know, there's just stuff going on.
And of course, with the normal disclaimer that's just the highlights.
Of course.
We still have our weekly programs and other events that have been going on for ages and
mm-hmm.
not something we feel we need to highlight. So check out the library calendar, sign up for our newsletter, check out our website, and you'll find there's so much more.
Yes, there's hardly a dull moment between the working hours or the open hours. In our case, your working hours.
Well, thank you so much for that opportunity, Steve, to get the word out about July. I actually probably should head out soon myself because I have to prep for a program.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, thank you for taking time to explain all the big highlights for July because it's a big month.
It is, and it's not going to slow down in August from what I've seen. So,
you know,
we'll keep you posted.
We'll be back in end of July to record for August. Yes. And then who knows? You know, it'll already be September and then school and all the rest of that stuff. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. Time just marches on.
Time marches on. The years are short. The days are long.
Yes. Well, thank you again for doing this. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. Certainly follow the library on the social pages, or certainly the key is on the library page on the town link itself. Don't forget to register for those that are required. And of course, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.